This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another round of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Well, welcome to this lovely, lovely, lovely Tuesday. That's with, of course, having the expectation that you are listening to this on May the 3rd of 2022. If not, then I don't know if I am in your future or if I'm in your past, depending on how you want to take a look at it, right? So today is one of those days of, well, I guess we're going to talk about failures. If anything, I get to interact with quite a few people and we get to talk and we get to do all kinds of fun stuff. And I always am kind of amazed on how people don't want to talk about failures. It's amazing when we start talking about what might have happened inside of your organization, people don't want to reference failures that occurred. It's like there is a faux pas that comes with it where people go, I can't mention that we failed at X, Y, or Z, which I don't understand why that's the case. I think it's one of those things that it's a lot easier to start talking about some of the failures that have occurred opposed to not being brought up whatsoever. Now, listen, failures can be a number of things. It can be anything from bad decisions to things that you turned down to ideas that people didn't want to hear. Now, I will tell you, I was able to compile a list of things where people have failed at X, Y, and Z. I have also have some things that I can share with you in regards of where we've had failures. And some people might sit back and go, well, why are we talking about this today? Because I think that this is something that we should discuss. And it's not the what shoulda, coulda, woulda type of conversation, because that's not it. Because if we live in the world of what ifs, well, what are we going to do there? That's not going to improve anything for us. It's not going to change anything for us. But if we talk about failures or bad decisions, this is slightly little different. So I will tell you, as we speak today, as we're doing this recording, I can tell you as of this date, which is May the 3rd of 2022, I have had two very large safety products, not products, but we'll say projects that I worked on. Two very large safety projects. Now, these projects consisted of, well, essentially taking other people's material by their request and really putting some emphasis on moving them forward. And this is kind of a combination of different things. And listen, I will tell you, between you and I was paid to do both of these projects. And both of the projects had dates that were supposed to come out and move forward. And it really laid onto the audiobook side of the world. And both of these projects, for some reason, one got involved with some red tape in regards of the production, not really the production company, but I guess we can say the publisher wasn't too happy that they were producing it. And then I had another side that was kind of a similar story, but it wasn't so much the publishing company. It was more along the lines of that, I guess we can say that the people didn't have the information vetted for them to be able to do some of the work on it. So both of these projects, which I was very happy about actually getting out there, never moved forward. And it's interesting that some people wouldn't actually disclose that information. They'd be like, well, we shouldn't talk about that. I will tell you, I mean, it's stuff that happened. It was stuff that I worked on. So this project of love, I have copies of it, but they have never seen the light of day. One of the projects, I feel like I've been sitting on this for like a year and a half at this point, and it still hasn't come out. The other one's probably close to a year at this point, and still nothing. And it was interesting because we have sometimes options inside of the world to be able to do things on stuff that we don't do. Now, I want you to think about this one real quick. And if you're a music lover, this might, you know, sound familiar to you. But do you remember Decca? Yeah, Decca declined to sign the Beatles, the official reason the record company infamously decision to pass on the Fab Four back in 1962 was because guitar groups were on their way out. They passed up on signing the Beatles. Here's another one to think about. Microsoft was for sale back in 1979, but the CEO of the Electronic Data Systems, Ross Perot, was attempted with an offer to buy the burgeoning software company for $60 million, but he declined, saying that the company's 23-year-old founder, Bill Gates, had yet reached his full potential. Today, Microsoft is worth $2 trillion, so I guess if you take a look at it, it is something to think about. He definitely was on the right. He had not reached his full potential. His full potential was $2 trillion, so thanks, Ross Perot, for that one. But there's some other things that you have to think about. Not everything is a failure. Sometimes you have to take your own risk and bet on yourself. Do you remember this small little movie that came out back in 1973? You know, it's called Star Wars. Well, back when 20th Century Fox allowed George Lucas to lower his fee for directing Star Wars and grant him all merchandising rights and the rights to any sequels, while the movie series had made billions, merchandising sales earned billions more. Lucas essentially traded in $350,000 for $5 billion. Yes, with a B in counting. Isn't that interesting that Lucas took a chance on himself and decided to go down a different path? Now, listen to this one. When I say this out loud, it's going to be like, how could that even happen? Rejecting Harry Potter. No less than 12 publishing houses rejected J.K. Rowling's novel about Harry Potter before it was accepted by Bloomsbury. And even then, they only made 500 copies initially. Like, in the world that we live in now, can you even fathom that? Also, here's another interesting one. Think about this for a moment. Missing the Kodak moment. Digital photography was originally a Kodak innovation. Yes, this was created by Kodak. But the company refused to invest in digital research and development. The rivals, meanwhile, were busily inventing smartphones. Kodak filed for bankruptcy back in 2012. Now, listen, this is the stuff that we have to talk about. This is the stuff where we talk about levels of failures and going, hey, this is something that I didn't do. And not to sit back and go, well, what could have happened? But sometimes you have to assess the risk of the things that you have going on. Just because you think that something looks beautiful at the time, it does not necessarily mean that it's going to be the way to go. Here's another one for you real quick. E.T. Fails to land Mars. Yeah. When Steven Spielberg was, devising his blockbuster 1982 movie E.T., The Extraterrestrial, the director approached the makers of Mars Bars and asked if he could use their candy in the scene where the cutesy alien munches on treats. Mars said no, but Hershey's came to the rescue and they said, hey, you can take our Reese's Pieces. E.T. loved them and sales jumped by 65% just based on being in the movie. Here's another one for you. If you're here in the U.S., you might have heard of football. You know, that's kind of a popular thing for people to watch. But kicking Monday Night Football in 1960s, both NBC and CBS passed on the chance to broadcast NFL games on both Monday nights. ABC closed the deal from 1970 to 2005. They aired a weekly game before it was moved to its brother network, ESPN, or some people call it ESPN. Monday Night Football is one of the longest running, highest rated TV shows of all time. So there you go. Here's the thing. We sometimes make decisions where we fail on what we decided to do. We sometimes make decisions that things that we end up picking are not the greatest. And this is how we learn and evolve. It's not to sit back and go, well, I should have done that. Because if you sit around and think about that, you're going to drive yourself crazy. We know this. But also at the same time, it is to give consideration to the things that are sitting in front of you. What decisions come to mind as we talk today about this? Anyways, if you take a look into our show notes, well, you'll see a link to our website and to a Slack recording portion where it will give you the opportunity to record a message if you want to send it our way. There you go. If you want to share what some of your biggest regrets or bad decisions might have been, go ahead and feel free to share them. Anyways, that's all I got for you today. This has been another episode of The Jay Allen Show. I can't wait to hang out with you again. Make sure to stay tuned.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.